UAPs, what are we doing to them? Some members of Congress seem to be getting angry about what they are finding out about the way the government has been handling UAPs, formerly known as UFOs, all these years. Senator Hawley thinks and says there are many UAPs which are unaccounted for. Meanwhile, the Pentagon defends with an insult to our intelligence by saying there is no verifiable information to sustain these claims. Even some scientists and engineers have come forward as whistleblowers and talked about UAP events the government never told us about that have witnesses to these events. It is said at least some of the abduction events were conducted by the dark agencies and companies which have even gone so far as to build what I call robotic aliens to make those abducted think extraterrestrials are doing this. Many UAP experts are hoping this is not building up to a false invasion scenario which would put us all in jeopardy. If the UAP problem would have been any other type of problem, it would have had world attention shown on it because of all the events, and also because it seems to indicate the government is unable to control our airspace. If instead of UAPs the vehicles would have been foreign planes, we would have been at war a long time ago. A war with extraterrestrials is a war we can't win and would be over in 5 minutes, so never let anyone tell you we could beat them. Remember, they are coming from millions and billions of light years and have technologies so advanced we just wouldn't stand a chance. They could just stand off in space and destroy us, and we would have no defense at this stage in our development. If you think about it, why would anyone want to make believe we were invaded by aliens? The reason is probably to control all of us and maybe even take over the constitutional government of this country and form a sort of dictatorship. It could be a step in forming the one world government which has been talked about for so long. A one world government could control the population of the planet much easier. The talk for decades was about this and how was being planned and how the population on Earth would be reduced to 500 million people for easier control. Many people call all this stuff conspiracy theories, and that is what the powers behind these ideas want. It is perfect for them because they can do things and not be taken seriously. I am not saying all conspiracies are not conspiracy theories. There are plenty of them. All I am saying is whistleblower testimony seems to indicate some are true events. When I was born, things were so much simpler. Today everything seems to have gotten a lot more complicated, and there seem to be a lot more people out there who are either out to enrich themselves or take us and everything we do over. If things don't change, things will be getting much worse for us in the future. There is so much testimony about all the advanced technology being hidden from us and how so many patents have been taken by the government, it is hard to believe but seems to be true. It also seems the Germans were much further ahead in areas most of us were never told about, and it is even thought they may have at least found the rudiments of time travel. I have never believed in time travel, not so much you couldn't go back or forward, just that if you did go back you might only see shadows of what was, and if you went forward you would see nothing because it hasn't happened yet. This is my idea, which could be entirely wrong. There are some people who claim to have made contact with extraterrestrials and claim they are peaceful, but it is said they are losing their patience with us because we have shot down over 120 of them so far. This, if true, is a very dangerous course of action, and it seems to be you would have to have half a brain to do something like this unless you were being attacked, which doesn't seem to be the case. I have to believe the strings are being pulled behind the world leaders, or they would have welcomed the extraterrestrials a long time ago. The hidden powers probably believe they can steal all the technology in our skies and not only make a fortune by reverse engineering it, but also use it to conquer the world. The problem is this technology is said to be all over the world. Are we the leading reverse engineering of UAP's country? Who can tell? This might be the real space race, not the one we see on our televisions every night. If this is true, it would be a tragedy. I say this because everywhere in the world UAPs would be targets, and that would be the end of any chance for peaceful relations and maybe the chance of Earth surviving. What is so outrageous to me is our fleet can be, and are being, swarmed by UAPs, and we see this on released videos, and yet many in a position of authority deny anything is happening. We are asked to deny our own eyes. Even when witnesses come forward who were there and tell us what happened, they are ignored by most people. Why would a pilot or radar operator come out and risk their reputation with a made-up story? There is nothing to gain for these people but a lot to lose. They are patriots. I have to wonder how long these things can go on for, before something happens. It seems to me we can't continue to secretly shoot down UAPs and get away with it. I also can't see how we can continue to ignore the fact our skies seem to be full of UAPs going anywhere they want and doing what they want. Their way of showing us they are not happy with what we are doing might be by all the close calls our planes have had. I am talking about when planes, even commercial fights, are buzzed by UAPs. I was wondering why they would do this and then thought they were warning us about what we are doing to them. Things are really screwed up. We should have welcomed the extraterrestrials with open arms. Think of where we could be now. The problem might have been some wanted technology they were not ready to part with, so they thought they would take it by force.